Hi, thanks for listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and many of you have heard the phrase, living an abundant life. And it's something we're talking more about this month on Mormon Channel. It was popularized in the LDS Church when President Thomas S. Monson mentioned it in a talk a few years ago. Now, it can mean a whole variety of things, but President Monson alludes to the fact that having an abundant life is having a type of balance, making time for the important things, which leads to greater happiness, success, goodness, and satisfaction. And he says there are three things, or the ABCs, if you will, of living abundantly. A, he says, is for attitude. He adds that so much in life depends on our attitude, the way we choose to see things, the way we respond to others. It makes all the difference. And to do the best we can, and then to choose to be happy about our circumstances, whatever they may be, can bring peace and contentment. So A is for attitude. B is for believing in yourself and those around you. You know, don't limit yourself and don't let others convince you that you are limited in what you can do. Believe in yourself and then live so as to reach your possibilities. You can achieve what you believe you can. Trust and belief and faith, they all go together for sure. So B for believing, A for attitude. We're on to C. C is for having courage when facing challenges. Courage is required to make an initial thrust toward one's coveted goal, but even greater courage is called for when someone stumbles and must make a second effort to achieve. So have the determination to make the effort, the single-mindedness to work toward a worthy goal, and the courage not only to face the challenges that inevitably come up, to make a second effort should such be required. So sometimes courage is that quiet voice at the end of the day saying, I'll try again tomorrow. Tomorrow's a fresh day. I can try it again tomorrow. So we asked several of our listeners what this means to them and how living an abundant life might look. And here's what some of them had to say.
To me, to live an abundant life means to fill your life with things that matter. And in the end, the only things that matter are living like Christ. And he was somebody who did service, and he thought of others all the time, and he made sure that his relationship with Heavenly Father was always strong. And so if I do those things, I feel like I'm living an abundant life.
So when I think of having an abundant life, I think of not ever worrying about like what's next or what's going on in my life. I'm content, and I am totally happy, and that to me is, you know, a fulfilling life, a great, happy life.
To me, an abundant life is to make the Lord happy and to make your wife happy. Bar none, that is the most important things to me, is living an abundant life. And so that's how I feel like, that's what makes my life abundant, I guess, full of joy.
I always feel an abundant life is if you're happy and if you're progressing. And I feel like in my life, when I'm happiest is when I have people in my life that make me happy, when I'm surrounded by people, family, friends, that kind of thing. And so to me, an abundant life is having people there and serving, and as well as growing close to the Lord and making sure your relationship with him is strong so you can make your relationships here on earth strong as well.
To me, living an abundant life means taking advantage of opportunities and feeling fulfilled in every aspect of your life, but with positive things, especially with your family and with your career and with hobbies and things like that. Just being happy by taking advantage of those opportunities.
To me, when I think of abundant life, I don't necessarily think of like the scriptural version of abundant life, which I also am aware of, but I think more of creating balance in your life. And then also at certain points in time, not everything happening all at the same time, but doing things throughout your life to make you a better person, not just right now in one moment, but over time. So at one moment in your life, you may be having a time and season where you're focusing on school and education, and at another point it might be family, but all of those things together combine to have an abundant life, and you're doing great things along the way.
When I think of abundance, I think of flourishing, the opposite of surviving. And so I think about living up to my potential and creating value. That's what comes to my mind.
Later this month on Mormon Channel Daily, we will be interviewing individuals who choose in their own way to live an abundant life. So stay tuned for their stories coming up very soon right here on Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.